Essential Elements of Garden Design. Don't worry, you're not going to have to study a tome on gardening theory. There are, however, a few basic concepts that separate the amateurs from the professionals. Armed with this information, you will spend less time plotting your dream gardens in the next section. You'll avoid the amateur mistakes. You'll get around to planting that much quicker, and the final results will delight you instead of disappointing you. Shape and pattern. While you want to keep your overall look and feel in mind when you add gardens to your existing landscape, you'll want to add a variety of shapes. Choose from some of these shapes: long and narrow, angular, square, L-shaped, circular, curved, free-flowing. In addition to shape, you'll want to consider pattern. For example, you want to vary the composition of the gardens. You might want to outline some of the gardens with stone, others with ornamental border grasses, and leave some without formal borders. Without variety, you'll induce boredom. Exploiting focal points in the garden. A focal point is designed either naturally or through your design to draw the eye, to add definition to the area, and to allow the visitor to slow down and take in the surrounding environment. Too many focal points compete for attention and don't allow the eyes to take in the full beauty of anything in the landscape. Too many focal points create disorder. Allow your focal points to make a statement. Geometry in the garden. Circles and circular patterns are strong focal points. They draw the eye naturally. Circles need not be complete to draw the eye. Arcs and curves serve the same purpose as a full circle. By grouping dramatic plantings in the midst of a circular area, you draw attention to natural focal point. You can add drama with color, height, or masses of plants. Natural focal points. Natural focal points play an important role in the overall design as well. Specimen trees provide a natural focal point. Depending on their variety, they may reach toward the heaven or provide a billowy expanse of shade. Either way, you can further draw attention to them by adding plantings to their base or by creating a free-flowing garden to surround them. If you live on a hilltop or on a mountain, work with the natural focal point provided by the scenery to add drama. If you're lucky enough to have a natural focal point, steer the eye toward, rather than away from, the natural focal point. Do this with walkways, gardens, and plants. If, for example, your lot contains a vista with a beautiful sunset, play it up by planting red, orange, and purple flowers, sunset colors that fade into the sunset. Avoid planting anything that obstructs the natural view. The last thing you want is tall shrubs and trees that impede the spectacular view. Woodland and rocky areas, especially when they provide a contrast to a lush lawn, provide not only a natural focal point, but they provide a natural canvas upon which to build. Plants as focal points. Even if you have nothing that qualifies as a focal point, you can create one with specimen plants. Woody tropical plants such as rubber plants or colorful crotons provide a quick and easy route to a focal point. Plant coleus in masses under a tree attract attention. Try planting masses of contrasting coleus next to one another. Contrasting textures also provide another easy-to-create focal point. Hostas, in all their variations, when planted together, add lush drama. You can also plant small, relatively small that is, tropical trees in planters and arrange them in groups on the patio for an eye-catching effect. The best part about planting tropical trees in planters is that you can move them at will. There's no reason that you can't move the planters to a garden. Either use the planter as a design attribute or camouflage it with plants. Line the driveway with every imaginable variation of iris for a springtime flash of color and year-round foliage. Destinations as focal points. Use destinations as focal points. There's no easier way to entice the garden visitor to stop and reflect than to provide them with a resting point. Garden benches, ponds with seating areas, and boulders can all serve as destinations to stop and drink in the surroundings. At night, lighting can create different focal areas than might be immediately visible during the day. Man-made focal points. Ponds, trellises, and garden art, such as orbs, fountains, sculptures, and bird baths, can help you create a focal point anywhere you like. Even a single vase that contrasts with its surroundings, planted with masses of flowers, could attract the eye. The challenge is to ensure that everything looks planned and thought out, that the focal points look natural and not forced, and that the end product is appealing, not off-putting. You want your gardens and your yard to offer serenity, not add more stress to an already overstressed life. When in doubt, less is more. Of course, you'll have more than one focal point. Just be sure that they don't compete with one another by positioning them well away from one another. Check the resource guide for links to examples of focal points. A sense of balance. Symmetry is perfect balance. You'll find an almost total sense of symmetry in formal gardens. Informal gardens tend toward the asymmetrical. Even without using symmetrical gardens, you can offer an overall sense of symmetry by balancing the big picture without forcing perfect balance onto every aspect of the garden and landscape. Color in the garden. The best thing about color in the garden is that nature knows no boundaries when it comes to color. Nature doesn't care about complementary and harmonizing colors. In a completely natural setting, you're apt to find blues and greens next to reds, oranges, and purples. Nature is bold and playful, and there's no reason that you can't be playful too. Just don't give yourself a headache in the process by mixing every color of the rainbow, one on top of the other. Use masses of color broken by foliage, nature's white space, for maximum effect. It's not nice to compete with Mother Nature. Flirt with her whimsy, but stop short of tacky. Color schemes. While you listen through this section, or read in the ebook, open the Aggie Horticultural Color Wheel. You'll find the link in the resource guide. It's easier to follow along with the color scheme explanations if you look at where the colors fall on the wheel. Garden center stores carry color wheels, or you can print the color wheel from the book on a color printer. Keep the color wheel handy while you decide on your use of color, and take it with you when you shop for plants. Color schemes that are pleasing are said to harmonize, not to be confused with harmonizing colors on the color wheel, and they fall into several categories in the garden. Complementary uses colors that fall close to one another on the color wheel. For example, red-violet, red, and red-orange all fall close together on the color wheel. Monochromatic, variations of the same color, ranging from soft and subdued, pastel, to vivid. Look at each of the long spokes on the color wheel to view a monochromatic color scheme. Harmonizing, also known as contrasting. Harmonizing colors fall opposite each other on the color wheel. Examples include shades of yellow and purple, and shades of orange and blue. Polychromatic. As often found in nature, many colors falling together in the same garden. Neutral. Black, silver, and white. This color scheme is often most used in an evening garden. Green is also considered a neutral color in the garden, as it provides the backdrop against which to display other colors. Effective color use. Keep in mind the following axioms when planning color for your gardens. 1. When selecting a garden color scheme, concentrate on one scheme per garden. 2. When using color around the foundation or other fixed structure, the overriding consideration is just common sense. The color shouldn't clash with the brick or fixtures. 3. Bright colors jump out at the eye, while pale colors recede. What does this mean in practice? If you want to hide an eyesore, plant pastels around it. If you want to draw attention, add bright colored plants. 4. Color affects human emotion. Strong colors excite us, and they are visible from a distance. Pastels subdue and relax us, creating an environment of tranquility. They're best planted for viewing at close range. When planted in the distance, they look washed out and lose their effect. Warm colors, red, yellow, orange, make us feel warm. Cool colors, purple, blue, silver, make us feel cool. Here's a hint. That's why they're described as warm and cool. Surefire color combinations. Green and white, especially with variegated green foliage. Yellow and blue. Yellow and purple. Orange and purple. Red and yellow. Pink and blue. Pink and purple. Blue and white. True blue is the rarest color found in the garden. Texture. Varying textures in the garden, especially a monochromatic garden, provides contrast and depth. Textures add vital interest to the monochromatic garden, but creative use of texture is important to all gardens. Texture can bring the garden to life and add excitement to an otherwise ho-hum garden. Textures fall into three categories: fine, medium, and coarse, also known as bold. You'll find everything from tall, wispy foliage to thick, stocky, succulent leaves. Varying textures is every bit as important as using color. Most plants fall somewhere in between the two extremes, and by adding a few fine or dramatic textures, you alter the look and feel of the garden. As a general rule, you'll want mostly medium textured plants. Add a little something tall and spiky, and a little something light and airy. Fragrance. Plants are most fragrant early in the morning and in the evening. They're least fragrant during the height of the day. So when you shop for plants, if fragrance is one of your priorities, shop as early as possible. Don't forget that fragrance does not always mean sweet. One of the easiest ways to add fragrance to the garden is by planting herbs. Basil, peppermint, spearmint, oregano, sage, thyme, and rosemary. Plant a few fragrant flowers in patio containers near the kitchen door. Every time you open the door, the fragrance will drift into the kitchen. Bring cut mint into the kitchen to sweeten the kitchen and eliminate odors naturally. Repetition. Have you ever seen a hand-picked bouquet where no two flowers are alike? There's no theme, no continuity, just a bunch of unrelated cut flowers with central theme. On the other hand, a bouquet comprised of 24 red carnations doesn't hold a lot of interest either. The most appealing bouquets weave a theme by combining all of the foregoing elements with repetition. For example, a tropical bouquet might contain 6 dahlias, 12 Asiatic lilies, and 6 stargazers against a backdrop of appropriate greenery. It's the repetition that ties the bouquet together. In the same way, you don't want to plant a garden that is nothing more than a collection of plants. When incorporating the elements of design into the garden, repeat colors, shapes, textures, and plants throughout the garden. A good rule of thumb is to plant groupings of the same plant. Plant odd numbers of plants in each grouping, and plant a minimum of 3 plants per grouping.